Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey, it's Kathy. I wanted to drop some bonus episodes this week and share a few pieces from the workshop that we're doing. I want to tell you something else that's really exciting, which is that I created the most epic signature course I've ever created. It's a combination of all of the programs that I have taught that mean the most to me. And we have a new program called, drumroll please, Boldly Abundant, Elevate Your Worth, Ignite Your Wealth. This class is the guide to prosperity. This is about fully understanding the inner work that needs to unlock so that you can allow riches into your life, and also what are all the financial opportunities available to you. You will leave this program understanding all the different strategies that are incredible opportunities for you. Financial planners will be a part of this. You will understand investing. You will understand starting a business. You will understand scaling a business. We will have experts in all different fields, from career building to getting paid more at your current job to understanding what it is that you need to do right now that will elevate your wealth. So it is both the inner work as well as the steps to take. You can go to kathyheller.com/bold, and it will be a 3-month immersion program. There is a gold level, there is a VIP level. This is the program for women who are ready to be bold and fierce and fully allow themselves the permission to be rich. And what does that mean? It means asking for more. It means raising your self-worth. It means setting boundaries, but it also means taking decisive action and having that true financial literacy so you understand what is available to you. Whether you're a 9-to-5er and you want a better job, how do you get a better job? If you're a 9-to-5er and you want to get more money, how do you ask for more money and how do you get that raise? If you're on the entrepreneur path, how do you start a business? If you're on the entrepreneur path and want to scale your business or raise your rates, how do you do that? And if you just want to understand investing and you want to understand compound savings and all the different ways that you can start to really let money work for you, this class is going to feel like the most bold decision you've ever made in terms of your self-worth and in terms of your net worth. Self-worth and net worth are intrinsically linked. This is the program that will set you free so that 2024 is the most wealthy, abundant, bold year of your life. Go to kathyheller.com/bold and make that decision that you're giving yourself the gift to give yourself full permission to be the most abundant version of yourself. KathyHeller.com/bold. I can't wait to see you guys pour in there. And then we're going to spend 3 months together. So today I'm going to share this workshop that we did yesterday in case you missed it. Take a listen.
Good morning. It is nice to be back with you. I am so impressed that you guys just continue to show up and make this time for yourself. And I am hoping that you are receiving it and that it is starting to change the way you see the world, the way you see yourself, and the way you see what's possible for you. Before we get started, what is something that you feel has shifted in the way you feel or the way you see the world or what you now know is possible? Confidence, perspective, beautiful. You keep hearing your inner voice saying, I'm a wealthy woman. Yeah, I mean, the truth is that this whole workshop has been designed to remind you of who you actually are so that you unbecome all the things that aren't essential to who you actually are, things that you carried around, things you believed, things that you held on to in terms of an identity that's actually false. Because the truth is that every one of us within our truest, most essential self is a gorgeous infinite light. And so you are completely and totally whole. You are a vehicle for abundance. You have the capacity to be a conduit for such blessing in this world that could help an infinite amount of souls. You already have everything you're seeking, which is truly what you want, this higher love, this connection. And you came to the world to thrive so that you can make the world more whole, if you started to really get that this week. And those things that I just said are all true. And for some of us, that is a far world away from where we typically see and feel that we actually are. And the more that we cultivate the gift and the treasure, which is taking our seat in the present actual reality that is life, that is our soul, that is the way that we are designed to see and believe and perceive, you won't believe the changes that happen in your life. You won't believe the amount of abundance. And it's so much bigger than cash. Yes, you'll have all the things you need to thrive. You'll have a beautiful, amazing tapestry of things. But what you'll really have is the inner sanctuary. And you will have experiences and friendships and opportunities. And most of all, you'll have this feeling of living in your contribution. You know, I heard Oprah say once that everybody says they want to be successful. And she said, the truth is we didn't come to the world to be successful. We came to the world to be significant. And she said, I've never met a single person who is significant and doesn't feel successful. And while we all have a different yardstick for success, the truth is we know what significance feels like. We know what it feels like to be in alignment. We know what it feels like when our alignment, our conviction, our passion, our visibility in our own selves is calling other people forward to a greater possibility. That's how we feel significant. And depending on the role you've been assigned, because we've each been assigned, every one of us has a part to play. When you step into that significance, success can't miss you. And so what we do is we're constantly looking for what's missing in us. When we turn it around and we come from generosity and that which we are feeling the need for, we actually give away, it's amazing how we wind up being the recipient a thousandfold. And so when we start to think to ourselves, how much love could I give today? How much creativity could I inspire today? You won't have to worry about the fact that you think that you're missing anything. And so all of that you hold the keys to already. But the question is, how bold do you want to be? Do you want to be hot, 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 spicy? Do you want to be mild? Do you want to be no spice? Like, you have an innate understanding of how you keep yourself from fully tapping in and turning on the boldness within you, the true passion, compassion, radiance, resonance. And we have to make choices. We have to get ourselves awake or else we just live Groundhog Day. And so for those of you, if you think that you're not going to go back to sleep, that's already a problem. The stakes are so high. This is our life. So we have to make decisions sometimes to say, what is going to be the bold decision, as opposed to choosing with my fear, making the decisions. What does my future self decide? And how am I going to grow this week? how am I going to ensure my growth next week? Because if there's nothing on your calendar that scares you a little bit in a good way, you just won't grow. And your soul came for that growth. When you're hiking, when you're training for a marathon, you don't want, when you're going up the mountain, even when your side starts to hurt, even when you're out of breath, you wouldn't want someone to come around with a helicopter and just take you to the top of the summit. You might think you want that halfway up the hill, but what you want more than the view at the top is the feeling of having made it to the top. What you want is the feeling of knowing that you found within yourself the capacity to go beyond what you thought was your limitation. And that takes the courage to be bold and make the decision to commit to something, even if it's scary, even if it's uncomfortable. So I would be totally lying. Like, I'd be flat out lying to you if I said that the true success and true power and true opportunity in my life has come without me putting myself in situations when I would sign up to go on a 4-day silent meditation retreat. That was hard, really hard. And sitting with yourself on the 8th hour on the 3rd day when you're coming out of your skin, that's hard. You got to cross the river and your body tells you, your body, the cortisol in your body, cortisol is more addictive than nicotine. And so that stress creates cortisol. Those negative thoughts create cortisol. Your body tells you, you can't do this, give up. It's all going to be the same. And you got to become the mind and you got to push through it. And all the different times when I wanted to take something on in my life, I made the decision. I didn't say I'm going to try to start a podcast. It's like, I'm doing this, right? And so I would always seek out a mentor and not just leave it up to me. Because I'll tell you, 2 weeks into my podcast, and Emma can attest, she could probably send you, because she sent it to me a couple of years ago. I said, I'm giving up. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't like how it sounds. And she talked me into staying in it. I was going to give up. Can you imagine if I would have made that one tiny decision to not continue to do my podcast? How much I would have missed out on growing as a person, the people I would have missed out on meeting, the money I would have not made, the places I would have not been invited to go. But that fear is very convincing. So I'm hoping that you're starting to feel that there's a part of you that needs to drive the ship. And that part of you needs to make a decision. And so it's all fun and games to say, well, this was really nice and I enjoyed myself. But it's like your life is on the line, your potential, your future. So what are you going to do about it? And we need to make those choices. And that's why I've been saying to you, I'm not the only person. That's so obvious. There's so many incredible teachers that have been my teachers. But when I say that people will say I can't afford things, and I said this yesterday, but they'll go buy a Taylor Swift ticket, which, by the way, why? Because it's an amazing experience. Experience is everything, right? It's not enough to read information. You have to experience it. So when you experience a concert like that, it actually changes you on an energetic level. I get that, right? But people will say, I can't afford this. And people, the reason mostly what people will say, I can't afford this program, which, talk about experience, it's an experience, is because you're making a decision based on how much you believe is actually possible at the end for you, which has to do with how much you believe in your capacity to show up and integrate and implement. So this is something for us to really think about. And I'm saying it with a little bit more fervor because we don't keep my things open all year long. So enrollment closes on Friday and that's it. And this Facebook group that you guys have some been a part of, it closes. And this opportunity is here. And then you won't hear me talk about it again, right? It's be over. We're going to get started next week on Monday. And if you join by tonight, you still get the full business program as well. And this program is you and me, right? Like, this program is live. So I have good news for you, which is we decided to do an encore, and we're actually going to do Wednesday, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have things planned for you. I'll give you announcements at the end so you understand on each day what we'll be doing, but there'll be some time for a sneak peek. There'll be some time for you to really get a sense of what's in this. And so I'm excited for you. So I'm going to bring on a friend of mine. And I told you yesterday that she was coming.
Hi. How are you?
So good, Kath. I'm feeling alive, girl. I'm feeling alive. You look so beautiful.
Well, I'm in my little makeshift office because I'm in Miami right now. So hello.
I knew you were traveling and thank you for being here. And I am so excited. I mentioned to them that you were going to come. And just to give a little introduction, you know, I can talk about what you do, so I will in a second, but I really want to talk about who you are, which is, we talked yesterday about how when the feminine energy is in its most aligned, it's like a tornado. It's a force. It's a creative, massive force. And that is who you are. You have taken the warrior's journey down deep into the truth of who you are. And with so much beauty and humility and love, you've given us a way back home to ourselves. So that's who you are. I love spending time with you. What you do is, after an amazing journey of your own and having to face up to your own pain and shadow work, you found breath work, you fell in love with it, and then started to share it. And that sharing led to a multi-million dollar business and getting to speak and facilitate and help other people become facilitators. And that's how we cross paths eventually. So welcome and thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me, Kat. Like that, I can feel myself get emotional as you shared that. So thank you for having me. Thank you for that acknowledgement. It feels really good to be here.
So I think one thing that would be great, since words don't really teach, but experience does, let's just talk for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then maybe we'll give people a little chance to sample what it feels like to breathe with you. Not only because you'll be showing up in this program to breathe with us in a much deeper capacity, but also because if anyone's interested, I'm so happy to give them all access to you and everything you do, because Samantha is, she exists and she's here to provide you with tools, but also for anybody who eventually wants this work, you want to become a breathwork facilitator. She actually certifies people in that. And so I just want to give everybody a little taste of it. So let's start by just sharing, why breathwork? Why do you love breathwork? And when it comes to abundance, which is kind of the topic, why do you feel like breathwork brings you to abundance? What does abundance mean to you? Because you obviously experience abundance both financially, but also in your soul. So tell us a little bit about breathwork and abundance and how breathwork led you to an abundant life.
Breath is life, right? Breath is our life force. And the nature of our life force is abundant. So if we look at that, literally the more that we breathe, the more that we increase our light bodies, right? Remove the stagnation, remove the static, and like use our breath that our creator gave us to release all the trauma, the stories, the limitations, the doubting, the fear, the scarcity, really, truly transmuting the density back into divinity. That is the whole vibe. And so I love the question around like the interplay of breath work and abundance. Breath is abundant. Think about it. Breath is our most abundant thing that we have. And the quality of our life is directly related to the quality of our breath. And so anytime there's any bit of like fear or scarcity in my system, I just realize that's just an indication. I'm not breathing. I'm not using the thing that my creator gave me in order to remind myself of my divinity and remind me that I am actually created to the abundance of the universe. And moment by moment, breath by breath, I can increase my level of abundance in order to create that energy in the world, right? Everything in life comes from the energy that we are vibrating at moment by moment. And so when we can take a moment and go, you know what? I am my own science experiment. I can completely shift the energetics that are in my body and allow them to vibrate at a more coherent vibration, which is love, right? Love and abundance is, it's like threads of the same energy. And so it's our job. It's truly our job as women on this planet right now to become the wealthy woman, right? And really take like the wing of the distorted masculine has been going far too long in business. And it's now time for the gifted feminine, which requires us to know that we are these infinite energetic beings having a human experience. And it's through our power and through our alignment and through our vision and through the radiance of our heart, like that is what creates an entire new universe. And so truly, it's about every single one of us like signing up for that mission to go, I'm not playing into the old way of doing things. I'm not playing into the distorted masculine way of doing things. I'm not playing into this way of doing things that the harder I work, more money I make. It's like full. It's not working, guys. It's making us depressed and overwhelmed.
Yes.
And, you know, Kath, this is what you're a master at. Like, I've learned so much in the realm of money from you as well, like realizing that, like, yo, it is all about that feminine energy. And when we compare that feminine energy with breath work to amplify those light bodies that we all have, that's when we live lives of abundance. And Kathy, you always say, like, it's not about having a pile of stuff. It's about the fulfillment, the depth, the meaning, the real true fulfillment of living a life of abundance, which is love, connection, nature, impact. And, you know, I remember my dad used to always say to me, focus on service and you'll never have to worry about money a day in your life.
Yes.
And it's so true. It's so true.
Yes.
And he told me that when I was super, super young. I might have been like 13 or 14, but it burned a memory. It burned something in my awareness of like, all I need to do is focus on service and loving people and serving people and making this world a better place. And money just flows, just does.
Every single thing you said, some already said that they know you and they've taken your free sessions, et cetera. Some people said they want to be breathwork facilitators. I know our audiences are very similar in terms of what they value and who they are. Everything you just said was just gorgeous. So gorgeous. I could listen to it again and again. And it's true. We didn't come here for a pile of things. And yet there is something so powerful in the feminine, innate in the feminine energy, which is not about force. It's about allowing, right? When a woman is making a baby, she's just making space, right? If you think about the anatomy and like even sexually, like the male organ is like the asserting, the sperm are like, you know, and the woman's just like receiving, like drawing it in, you know, like that's all she has to do is like draw it in. And so, you know, I was thinking when you said we don't need a pile of stuff, and we don't, and you and I would like to believe, and I know it to be true, like we're actually super spiritual. You know, like people sometimes like say they're spiritual, and sometimes people are. You and I are just, it's like moth to a flame. The only things that actually light us up are things that nourish our soul. That's it. We just didn't come for small talk. We're just not interested. And you had this great awakening going to Bali and having this amazing like eat, pray, love journey. And I went to Jerusalem and we were basically two different rivers that led to the same ocean, which is just like the divine, right? Like wherever you're going to go find it, some people go to India, some people go to Bali, but it's there. It's in that path if you seek it. And, you know, we take our kids, our favorite place to go vacation is Blackberry Mountain. And we go to this gorgeous mountaintop. And it happens to be a stunning resort. It's like super boutique-y. There's only like 30 cabins, but they're like super high-end. And then you're on these acres and acres of land. And we'll go on these hiking trails. And I think to myself, this hiking trail is free. And my favorite moments of that experience is bathing in nature, right? Just feeling the divinity of the sunlight in the trees and the sound of the creek. And all of that is heaven. And my kids get lost in it. And all of that is available for us. And it doesn't cost money. However, in order to take that walk and be present for it, you need to know how to breathe. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to be home in yourself. That's what we came for. And when I first would go on vacations, I needed like 3 days to arrive at the vacation because my nervous system didn't know how to be where I was. That's what we came for, you guys. We came for all of the gorgeousness that comes when we actually arrive at our own door, like Walden Pond. But I say this about the trip at Blackberry Mountain, because guess what? Because the world is infinite and so abundant, you can have both. You can have the forest walk and gorgeous towels that make you feel amazing and organic food. You don't have to choose. You don't. You can have it all. You literally can have both the most amazing, delicious delights. And you cannot, there's only a perception that tells you that you have to choose. And so I say all that to ask you about money specifically, because we both are wired to want what actually is the good stuff.
people will say the more spiritual you are, it doesn't make sense to also have money or enjoy it. And I know, and you know, like most of the most spiritual people I know actually are tapped in and it just comes through and they get to enjoy it and play with it and give it back and all this stuff. So how do you think you can be truly spiritual, truly wired to goodness, and still allow in beautiful amounts of money and plenty in your life? Because you and I both have done that. And a lot of people make it mutually exclusive.
Yeah. Yeah. Three things come to mind when you share that. Number one, there gets to be a complete rewiring, not just in our mind of who we think we are, but a complete rewiring of our nervous system. And I call this at pause, energetic identity. Like, what is our energetic identity? How are we being every single day? And how can I listen, like truly listen to who am I? Who am I? Who am I in this moment? What is the story of my soul? And what is that future version of me? And it's less even about like a future version. It's like that version of you is here and now. Like she is here and now. And the only thing blocking her from being in full force and full expression and full manifestation is the wrong identity that's blocking that. So it's creating stagnation, right? So there's a stuckness. So it's not about let me chase this thing so that I finally can land in this place where I'm making the money and I got the thing. It's what is the true identity of who I really am in the here and now? And how can I embody that and be that and act as if? And it's not about what do I need to let go of, because that trends the energy in the wrong direction. It's what is the here and now that I get to settle in and rest in? And how can I let this be my energetic resting place and truly owning that, claiming that? So that's the first thing. The second thing is agency, right? When we move, the universe responds. That's just the way it is. We move and the universe responds. Well, if we have an energetic identity of abundance and love and connection and power, and we move, the universe is going to freaking shake up and things are going to come into your world. And you're like, wow, how did this stream of money come in? It's like, we got to move, right? We got to allow that. And that is aligned action. That's spiritual. That's doing like God's work down here, right? And then the third thing is the interplay of gratitude in the moment and then the excitement for what is to come. And sometimes we're so focused on the thing that is coming. And when we do that, we're operating from lack. How can we be in such devotion to everything that the universe has gifted us with in this moment? And when we talk about energy, it doesn't matter if you're grateful for the $5 in your bank account or the 50 million in your bank account. Energetically, it's the same. It's the act of intentional gratitude. So when we shift our energetic identity, when we have agency to move, to choose, to declare, to say, yes, that is me. I am putting myself in that program. I am loving myself to say yes, to go on this journey, to improve my money mindset or whatever you choose to do. That agency of like, I'm saying yes to me. I'm saying yes to me. And when we do that, we cultivate evidence in our mind and in our awareness when it's like, when I move from a place of alignment, the universe hooks me up. And then evidence builds confidence. So the more we do that, the more evidence we have, the more confidence.
Right.
And then we just make bigger moves, bigger moves, bigger moves, bigger moves, bigger moves. And then the last part is the gratitude piece of like truly being in an act of appreciation, you know, not just like, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for morning coffee. It's like truly taking a moment, taking a beat and letting your whole body have a celebration in the name of love for like, wow, I am so grateful for that happening. And that's really how I begin to see this interplay of spirituality and abundance, like 3D abundance, come into life, right? It's like really choosing, like, I am that. I am that wealthy woman. I am that woman who has this mission on her heart and can manifest it into this ginormous dream that impacts millions of people. Like,
totally.
You, why
exactly.
Not? We're only here. I mean, we didn't come here to pay bills or die, you know?
No, we didn't. I want to say also, and then we'll get into the breath. One thing that you and I think both live by, and you can just feel it, right? Sometimes people have to tell you who they are. Sometimes people just show you who they are. I think you and I we live this way. For me, it's not look at me. And for you, it's not look at me. It's come with me. And what I like to say to women listening is that's what we're all doing if we're in alignment. we are one. We are a collective. So when you move with agency and with the truth of your identity in this world, that you are meant to thrive, that you are powerful beyond measure, that you are here to serve, the more that you allow yourself to receive, the more you invite other people to come with you on that journey. And we start to set down the illusion of scarcity. We start to set down the illusion of separation. And we start to understand that when one part of this ecosystem, of this garden is thriving, it gives life to the whole entity. Like you think about people, like when Lin-Manuel makes something beautiful, whether it's Hamilton or whatever it is, it's like, how many people are inspired by that, right? Or when you do a breathwork session, how many ripples affects? How many times does somebody turn on something inside themselves? How many times has somebody said to me, because I listened to your podcast and I live in Ireland and you wouldn't have met me, I opened up this little store on Main Street and now I'm so happy and now my kids see that. It's like, come with me is the name of the game. You are not doing this for yourself. And by the way, for anybody who's a mother or wants to be a mother, it's what you do. You can tell your kid all you want, yeah, go for it, do this, but they watch what you do. And so we hand down a ceiling. We tell them, here's what's possible, here's what's available to you by what we say is available to us. And then we spend all this time judging other people when really we are those other people. We're a family. We're one species. And the more we rise, the more we rise. That's it.
Thank you so much for being you and for being here and doing the work that you do. We're going to have you back with us, which is such a gift. Actually, next week, we're doing a longer. That's how we're kicking off the program, is just you'll have time with me, but we'll also do an actual full breathwork session. In the meantime, tell everybody where they can find you and follow along because they want to be in your world.
Awesome. So come say hi to me on Instagram. I love making new friends, new community on there. So come send me a DM. Let me know that you are here. When you send me that DM, I'll give you access to our app, our Pause Breathwork app. So you can have breathwork on demand in your back pocket and do, there's sessions that are 3 minutes. You can have a little tune up throughout your day. If you desire to bring this work into the world and become a breathwork facilitator, just let me know that also in the DM and I can hook you up and just let me know you're from Kathy's community and you guys get $1,000 off for being part of Kathy's community. So there it is. There we go.
I love you so much and I'll see you next week. Have an amazing trip and thank you for what you gave us today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Oh my gosh. So beautiful, right? So beautiful. I want you to understand why that is so powerful. When it comes to manifestation, you will manifest, you can write this down, at the speed of safety. What does that mean? In order for us to create a bigger vessel, in order for us to receive, we have to have a safe feeling in our nervous system. When we study human beings, we study the mind, we study the body, most of the time, if not all the time, people walk around in fight or flight. Even though there's no tiger in the living room, the thoughts that you have create the feeling that there is. When you're constantly seeing notifications on your phone, thinking about things in a certain way, looking at the news, you live in fight or flight. It takes you out of flow, takes you out of having safety in your nervous system. We cannot create, we cannot repair, and we cannot receive when the body is dysregulated. And so there is a somatic element, which is why I bring Samantha into all my retreats, all our events, and into these programs. There is so much to be said for being an abundant you. It's not as easy to say like, oh, it's a business. You have to start a business. The women in my life who are doing the most amazing work, having the most amazing journeys, have the courage to continuously show up for the assignment of being whole, which requires them to open up their heart, to be a witness, to be in service, to be generous. And that's why I say who you become in the process of reaching for abundance is a gift to the world. And you start to help so many people because you become the Wi-Fi punk. That's why I teach this program.
We are going to come back tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. I didn't actually think I was going to do that because I was supposed to go on a field trip with my daughter's school tomorrow, but something got canceled. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that must be meant to be. So tomorrow we're going to do a call for anyone who, if you've tried manifesting, if you've tried growing a business, if you tried meditation or journaling, but it doesn't work, we're going to figure out how to make it work for you. And we're going to dive in deep. On Thursday, we're going to do an open house, a sneak peek inside Boldly Abundant, so that you really understand what is it? What's the experience? And on Friday, we're going to do an Ask Me Anything session. I'm going to come in and be here to respond, to give feedback, to coach, to be of service. That's the rest of the week. And for those of you who want the replays to the workshop that we have been doing, the workshop days that we'll still do, you can either DM me on Instagram and we will set you up, or you can go to kathyheller.com/text and we will send it to you. And if the replay link doesn't work for you, just DM me on Instagram and we'll send it to you. And there are so many of you who have said yes to yourself and feel like this makes sense for you. And I want to celebrate you. So if you've already joined Boldly Abundant, I really, 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 really want to celebrate you, because that courage, there's so many ripple effects, but I think you are already giving so many other people in this chat a feeling of possibility that you're willing to say yes to yourself in this way. I think that a bunch of you had questions. I'm just going to kind of start and just go through these really quickly. The difference between the VIP program and the Gold program. Well, the difference is that it's more access to me, more time with other experts, and it's a faster paced curriculum. So it's sort of more advanced curriculum. If you want to know what VIP is for you, I would say you have already been in the journey, right? You have a business that you want to scale. You've had some success already with manifestation. You have some kind of meditation practice and you want to build on it. That's the litmus test. You don't have to have already made $100,000 or $1,000,000. But if you already have been on this path, then I would say that you always want to play chess with someone who's a little bit better than you, because even if you lose that chess game, you just got better at chess by playing someone who's better. So we want to stretch ourselves, right? Because it pulls from within us a greater growth, a greater capacity, a greater potential. So that's what I would say is the difference. And of course, that means more sessions and an accelerated curriculum. The difference between Made to Do This and Boldly Abundant. So Made to Do This is a 12-week program. It's a 12-step curriculum to finding the idea and then turning that idea into income. In Boldly Abundant, you get the career coaching, you get the business coaching, and the nervous system somatic work. Let me explain how that works. So when we meet every single week in the program, we don't just meet for 30 minutes, right? So it is an intensive, it's an immersion. It is meant to compress decades into days. So this program, when we used to do Made to Do This or whatever it is, I would show up on these calls. And once in a while, on other days, we'd have some experts come in just to talk about some things. This program is deliberately designed that on every single call, you have time with me. And during that time, we are working on your capacity to be the radio, to move. We're going to drop you in and start to allow you to feel how much more of a conductor you are for abundance. We're going to do that work and we're going to change your relationship to you and to this world and to money. We're going to be doing all that work. And on the calls, there will be there's an expert coming in to work with you on your tactical next move in your business, with your finances, in your career. And so that is every single call. So these are long, immersive calls. And if you can't make it live, obviously you can watch the replays. If you can even make, we do 12 weeks of calls. So you have a lot of hours of immersive, real life, actual lived experience. So this is sort of the encompassing of what do you need to be? What do you need to do? So it's the working on the, you will find over and over that your net worth is a reflection of your self-worth, the identity piece, the allowing piece. And so you're going to be working on your net worth. You're going to be working on your self-worth. You're going to be moving into abundance. You're going to be working with all the tools of manifestation and all the tools of the nervous system while getting very specific instruction. And in the programs, just like you'll experience on Friday, I do a lot of hot seats and coaching. And on the VIP level, if you're already at the place where you really want to grow your business, the VIP level, every single call is working on growing that business. And on the gold level, it is about really starting to earth more abundance on the career path. And they're both going to be really amazing experiences for you. But the accompaniment to it is the weekly coaching, which we will be addressing. And not to mention, my friend Kelsey Murphy does an additional call. And she was the lead coach in Marie Forleo's program called B School. And she's a really good friend of mine. She was in B School for 11 years. If you're in VIP, you get not only the sessions with me and extra sessions with me, but you also get 8 sessions with Kelsey to work on your business. If you're in the gold level, you get the sessions with me and the experts, and you get 4 sessions with Kelsey to work on really solidifying that idea and really growing that business. So that is on the table. And let me see what else. There's also pods, just so you know. There are pods. So not only will you have weekly calls with me, that experience with me and the expert, we also put you in peer-led accountability pods. We have seen people literally travel to Australia. We have seen people become friends for life. You will keep each other as a sounding board and as an accountability partner, but you will also have the accountability of being with me and having homework every single week and having the collective consciousness of women around you who are plugged in. So that's what that is. And somebody was asking, what's the difference between this workshop and the program? So this workshop is me kind of taking you inside of the realms of manifestation, understanding how to move your energy. And we're starting to have a relationship with some new paradigm shifts, right? The program itself is the sort of physical therapy plan and the business steps. So inside the program, what you're doing here is you're learning a lot, you're absorbing a lot. What you're doing there is it's the implementation and sort of the step-by-step direction. And so together, like, I guess the workshop you could say is like me reading off a recipe to you and saying, this is what flour feels like. This is what yeast looks like. That's what the workshop is. Inside the program, each week we do a different ingredient and then we implement it together. And then when you have questions and you need to understand it, we're learning it on a deeper level. And then we're able to implement it together. And because as you saw yesterday, when we started to talk about business, there's so much for me to talk to you about. I need 12 weeks to have you do each of those steps. I want to help you create a personal brand. I want to help you build a deep audience. Engagement and audience building is really my specialty, and audience is currency, right? People do business with people that they know and they like and they trust. And a lot of people are out there trying to get the popular vote, and you actually need a small group of people who feel seen by you. That's where all the power is. And so we're going to work on you building that. And we're also going to work on you cultivating over 12 weeks a more powerful resonance, because that's actually what we transact around. It's an energetic exchange. Why does somebody buy a pair of Jimmy Choo's if they're $1,200 when they could get shoes at Target for $40, because they're not buying the utility of shoes. They're buying the energy of the Jimmy Choo. They're buying the way the energy of the brand makes them feel, and that's what they're buying. It's not about toothpaste. When people buy toothpaste, they see it over and over. Instead of buying the generic version, they buy the Colgate. Why? There's a feeling. They're willing to pay 79 cents more for a feeling, for the energy of it, because the world is energetic. People are not logical. People are biological. So when we start to tap into our energy, we start to create a world of energy, and people want to plug into different energetic sources, which leads them. So there's so much for us to sort of walk through, and I'm really excited to do that with you. So we'll be back tomorrow to look at those things. If you've tried meditation and it hasn't worked, let's make it work. Let's talk about why. If you've tried to manifest and it's not working, let's understand why, and let's see how we actually can move the needle. If you've tried to start a business and it hasn't worked, let's look underneath that hood and find out what's not working, and let's make it work. Thursday, we're going to do a sneak peek of the program. And Friday, I'll be here just to serve and coach and answer your questions. If you want all of the replays to everything we've done and everything we will do, either DM me on Instagram at Kathy.Heller, or you can go to KathyHeller.com/text. And for many of you, that has worked. We are going to do a big giveaway on Friday to those of you who continue to stay with us. And we are going to give somebody $1,000. And what you need to do is show up for the next few days. And also, two things. If this has inspired you, this work, then I want you to stay plugged into it. So there's two ways for you to do that. One is for you to download the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. But I want you, if you enjoyed this, I want you to leave a review for the podcast. Every time somebody leaves a review, other human beings who've never heard of the podcast find it. If you feel like this is something other people should be plugged into, leave a review for the podcast. And the second thing is, go follow me on Instagram and share any one of the reels that you feel like turns you on. We're going to put you guys into a raffle, anyone who does that. And not only are we going to give the $1,000, but we're also going to give you a pair of the Beats headphones so that you can listen to the podcast with extra comfort and deliciousness. So we will put that out there, and we will give you guys that as an extra reward. I hope something actually valuable has come for you, because that's the point. Like, I love creating these experiences so that you actually walk away and say, that was worth my time. Your time is the most valuable thing you have. And it means so much that you've been spending it here. And it's been so much fun for me. So that's why I want to come back tomorrow. So we'll be back tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. If you want to grab the replays, go to KathyHeller.com/text or just DM me on Instagram. I want to say thank you to my team for being so awesome. And I'm just checking in my chat. Do we have any other housekeeping things that we need to share? So my calls are every Monday for the gold level at 9 a.m., just like this has been, Pacific time, noon Eastern Standard Time. And then I do VIP sessions on Wednesday. And then Kelsey has her extra calls, and she does 8 for VIP Tuesdays at 12:30 Pacific. And she does gold 4 calls Thursdays at 11:30 a.m. Pacific. Kelsey, as I mentioned, is an additional coach. You get additional sessions with her. She is a business coach, and she was the lead coach in B-School for 11 years. The calls with me are about 2 hours, and you don't have to be on the whole thing. You can watch replays, but I show up. I think what I've learned from this industry is, when they zig, we have to zag. And a lot of people, what they do is they spend money on courses and then they don't complete them. And I think it's because where attention goes, energy flows. And the thing that you really need is actually attention. You need to feel that somebody's present. And so instead of you buying something that you'll never do, I mean, to me, if somebody is going to spend money on something that they never do, it doesn't matter if it's less money, it's expensive because you never did it. in my programs, the completion rate is super high because I'm there with you. And so not only is the information and the transformation, I think, very different, I think the way we facilitate programs is different because it's me. It's not somebody else. You have other people, but that's only an addition to me to give you extra support, extra accountability, extra implementation. But you get me every single week, and I wouldn't have it any other way, because truly this is my favorite thing that I do, is to really hold the space for you. So if you've tried other things in the past and it hasn't worked, it's probably because that person wasn't really there. You probably paid good money for recordings and you wound up not watching most of them, because what you really need is the mentor. You need to be in the energy of it. You need to continue to just let that water wash over the rock, and you won't believe how much you grow from that. So this is your insurance policy. If you want to make sure that 3 months from now you are leading a different life, you just say, I'm showing up. I'm showing up for at least half of those calls. I'm showing up for all of those calls. That's what you do, because we change because we have a lived experience. It's not just information. So yes, there's a lot of bonuses. There's other people that come in, but it's only an addition to me. I actually build my entire life around my kids and this coaching work, because it's not worth it to me. Obviously, I can just create recordings, right? And just not be there. I wouldn't do the thing I'm setting out to do, which is actually change people's lives. You need to be held in the energy. You need to be in it. And you need to know that I'm in it with you. And as long as you show up, I'll be there. So you will have that. And if you're in VIP, you get so many extra calls with me that you'll start to look at your schedule. You'll realize that there's many opportunities for you to be with me. So anyway, we love you very much. Thank you. See you tomorrow.